Maybe I'll go back to your questions.
Yes. So you were talking about the two first questions.
Yeah.
Okay. And a little bit about same people moving.
Yeah.
With the clustering.
And this also allows you to separate people.
Mm-hmm.
The questions I did not talk about was going from location to identity of the person. That is quite different. You need to use a signal you have separated and do the type of analysis I mentioned from the spectrum. You can transform the magnitude spectrum and build model of the person.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually,
so this one.
The pitch, no?
Yeah, pitch at least.
Don't know, ask
but
me how it's done, but
pitch
I know the theory. So.
It's not enough sometimes.
Yeah. You can perhaps
isn't
just
it the pitch and the frequency, the base frequency?
It's a frequency, yeah. Well. It's the frequency of your vibration here.
There is one frequency that is the base from.
Yeah.
From
and then it's transformed through the mouth. That's the usual model.
And
okay.
If you have both, you can you can compare this to one stored and sort it out which person it is.
On the pitch and the
what?
And the
the things that make the sound.
Yeah.
Okay.
The voice. And you can measure that.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily done explicitly, but it's equivalent to that. Yeah. So again, FFT is useful to do this type of analysis.
I'm sorry, I didn't really get the point of comparing the pitch. The pitch is the frequency that is.
Yeah, but it's quite personal.
Okay.
And
the way you transform it by the mouth.
Yeah.
You were comparing
and
what
and
with what?
The holes in your head, everything, the nose.
Uh-huh,
and so
okay,
on.
Okay.
And that's really
so
unique for, well, almost unique for every person.
And you
so
were talking about comparing what with what?
Well, once you get this information, your frequency and your vocal contract, or
what
it's called,
okay.
You can use this information to compare to.
But
to
you
to
want
frames
to have the information because the mouse, you move it.
It's
no,
an information equivalent to that. It's maybe you don't need to do the whole complicated modeling. But
to scan all the user to have the
No. everything is done through the voice here. You take a voice of someone and then you can get out this information. It's clear it's not perfect, but it's enough to use it for
okay,
for
so
purposes.
You have the pitch and you have information about the voice dynamic or
yeah, rate of speech is also a possibility.
Okay.
How fast you speak. That's quite personal also. But it varies over time, depending on emotion.
Mm-hmm.
That also might be interesting for you, detecting emotion.
Emotion, the involvement in a discussion.
Yeah.
If you are saying,
we
should.
Yeah, so these measures are a way to quantify that.
And is it expensive to do?
SPU, you mean?
Not that. Well,
no.
As far as I know.
No, it's not.
But in fact, you speak of
what
lot of things that
what
are not expensive.
What
at
is
the end, you have something.
What is more expensive is to take the decision finally. So your decision can be, for example, who is it? Or if the person moved, which is probably the most complicated thing, like the person goes away, then comes back 10 minutes later, sits at a different place. You will need to build statistical models of the person identity using these measures. So the one he mentioned. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Is it called PCM? It's not technology. It's more or less uses this to compress audio.
Yeah.
I have to check it. I can show it to you afterwards.
So.
Not really familiar.
Well, I did a course about it, but
Okay, so you are
I
the expert.
I shouldn't say it too loud because the professor is working here.
Careful, you are recorded.
Okay. Yeah. I should read what I signed today.
Okay, so all this stuff is done from the FFT.
Yeah.
So we have to do FFT because otherwise.
Also, location to identity.
All I was saying is that these different measures mm-hmm. are a way to evaluate the identity of the person.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if with location, all you can do is extract segments of speech, for example,
mm-hmm.
but it will not tell you that these are the same person. It's just a location.
But you get a cluster of the location that is
yeah.
a place where noise is regularly coming from.
Yeah. So. That might be good, for example, for 10 minutes,
mm-hmm.
but then a person might move or
mm-mm-mm.
a different person might come.
But for instance, for a setting like here,
yeah.
it would be enough because we are not moving.
It is. Well, unless sometimes somebody goes there.
Okay,
yeah.
right.
Yes.
But we are targeting a place where we don't know where it will be more flexible. So
yeah.
we need more than just location. If we want to,
yes.
Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm even not sure if it's that important to know which person is talking because if you think about the table as something
mm-hmm.
Physical,
yeah.
You just want to know in which corner of the table.
I agree. Maybe
which speech is coming and not which
yeah.
person produced the speech. So,
yes, it is important for detecting patterns because. If you say, how much the person have spoken over the five last minutes.
Yeah, but it's not really related to the,
Sorry.
Yeah, I see it.
If someone come and, yes.
But that you can do with location, if it's only on the short term.
Yes, yes.
I think it may be okay, but it depends.
On the offer.
How long?
Yeah. I would say you might use these measures in a simple way if you do it online, like to give feedback. But you mentioned that another side of your project is also to analyze offline.
Mm.
So there you might want to use...
Scissor.
We had a student here. He finished 1 or 2 years ago, but he left his software. And his software is precisely to do that, to cluster at another level, to cluster these small clusters of speech, group them by person automatically.
From the location?
No, from the these measures,
oh.
speech, etc.
Okay.
So
this is only based on you give the spectrum and...
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So I would say from location at the lower level you can get small parts of speech,
mm-hmm.
and then at the next level, possibly offline, you can group them into speech segment. I'm hoping to have enough time to try doing that before I finish my thesis. So if I manage to do some practically usable software, I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. When are you planning to finish your...
In 5-6 months,
okay.
approximately.
Yes, but the last months are always the...
more extensible.
Not really.
More busy, I would
mm-hmm.
say.
Yes.
yeah. So you said you want to do separation. But...
I don't... Exactly. Maybe we would be more interested to know that it's not the same people, more than knowing that it's the same people,
yeah.
or to detect that someone is more that was not talking before is talking now.
Okay.
I said we want to know to do separation just because of the voice recognition.
Ah, you want to do voice recognition?
This is not the.
You might want.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Might want to do everything.
yes. No. But in fact, we have. Yes. We are designing another sensitive table just for mirroring, but we are also designing a prototype to analyze the conversations.
Okay.
So we might add a lot of features.
So yeah, once you have locations, it's not a big problem.
Okay. And I don't know, perhaps perhaps if you have two people speaking at the same time, I don't know if voice recognition on such a stream is...
No, you should separate them first.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's why I asked about it.
So the type of things I presented can lead to separation.
Sure.
It's only a very small step to add.
It's not a very important feature for now.
Yeah. Although it might be if you want to extract these features, pitch and rate of speech, or energy simply, from each person, you might have to do some basic separation.
Because
quite often people don't realize, but they talk at the same time, interrupt each other.
Yes.
So even if you don't want to recognize the speech fully, at least
you need to separate it.
Yeah.
And another, what would I say? I don't remember.
It's okay. You can email later.
Okay.
Yes, also to extract the context.
Yeah.
Because if you know the words that are spoken, you can, let's say, someone say, he's angry about the word he said.
A semantic context.
Yes.
Yeah, then.
You might want to add
further directions.
This is not in my project, but...
No, but I think once you have the voice of a person, you can start to do this, and once people of speech recognition are...
Professor Dylan Wong was interested to know when people were talking about him.
Yeah.
So it's...
Someone is talking about me, let's listen.
Yeah, you could detect one word.
Yes.
Keyword spotting.
And have a special event trigger if
and lighting a LED on his office.
So
okay, so are you done with what you wanted to present it us in regards with these questions?
Yeah, I'll just say if you want I can point to three papers.
Sure.
But no, I think it's better if I just send you
link.
The link, sure. It's probably simpler.
So three papers about?
One is about this sector-based stuff, like the localization and detection.
Okay.
One is about how to take the decision that somebody is active or not. It sounds simple at first. You think you just put a threshold and that's it. But the problem is
no problem. No more time for problems.
There's no problem, but if you want your system to work in different conditions, like cafeteria, library, the environment will be quite different.
Sure.
So a single fixed threshold value might be a problem.
Yes. So in fact, for now we are using a kind of calibration, but it's still.
So you can do that automatically, these kind of things.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know if you're doing that already, but...
Yes, but in fact you have to sit in front of the microphone and let's say people one speak, then people two, and people three. And
okay.
Just subtracting the level that you kept in the other microphones.
So I have another paper which might be interesting for that. For single channel calibration, and I have code online.
Okay.
So for this particular one, and the last one I would say is the clustering to the clustering of the different locations over time, so that you can get small clusters of speech. There are other ways to do it, but I think it's important because in spontaneous speech, all these words are quite small.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to do that adequately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But otherwise, yeah, I'm done.
Okay, just a last question when you mentioned it. If I'm speaking very, how do you say it? Yes, I'm just speaking one word every 1 second.
Slowly.
Is the event that is detected is will be a sum of small parts?
Yeah, yeah.
There won't be
many small events, basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yes, you have to reprocess to say, let's say yes, there is a very small interval. You have to consider it.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it depends.
Because this is yes, this is one. This can be considered as one intervention.
Yeah, even if somebody says just yes. I don't know if it's important for you or not. It might be.
It might be.
Might.
This is not a very easy problem.
For the first application we will do with the prototypes, it will be more about quantity of speech, or how long, how much someone speaks. But when we will go to finer details, if I'm talking and someone say yes, yes, yes from time to time, it shows that he's participating.
Yeah.
And obviously it makes different that if someone is talking and the one is replying never, nor moving, or nor having eyes open.
Yes. So
okay.
I'll send you links. Some of the papers are long, but you can just briefly
go through them. Okay.
We can go and see Olivier unless you want to talk about something else.
No, I think.
Does this work? Email.
I think we has already have plenty to eat.
Does it work if I put in my email? And,
well, we can try.
Try.
But.
No, if it's not, I guess you would have to install it and so on.
We have, we have OCR, but maybe not on this computer.
No, you see, I thought you can put in here your mail address and just do this, and then it mails me.
That's a good idea, It's a good idea.
Yeah, I see, I want too much.
And the application you are using, all of them, every time you are using MATLAB, or?
Yeah.
You are programming.
Yeah.
Everything is based on MATLAB.
Yeah. Once I coded the most expensive part in C, just to see. So you can have a mix of both. From MATLAB you call C and back.
Sure.
And after all, MATLAB is also programming, so.
But the day you want to do online real-time stuff,
you can't use MATLAB.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust it.
Yes.
Okay.
You have to call it.
Thank you for the information.
My sheet is very thin. I will take yours.
I'm writing so only me can read. That's a kind of secret language.
Okay. T'as pas besoin du papier si tu veux me laisser.
La page web.
Allô Olivier, je voulais savoir si tu as le cardo, je voulais
voilà, je vais poser quelques questions sur le matériel. Stop. Tu es là, Bastien. D'accord. Il vient ici, Olivier. Ok, d'accord. C'est un peu risqué.